You salty? I know. You salty, scrub? You salty? No, no, dude, I'm fucking, my shoe is untied. I'm tying my shoe right now. You saw, I'm not even playing a game right now. 2-1 Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast. My name is Matt. I'm here with Tam and Andy. What's up, guys?
What? He said last time he's not going to do it. We're also the world's...
I was making it dramatic.
We're the world's least introed podcast.
Yeah. Now you get it right away. There's no more build up. Just boom. So how are you guys doing?
I'm great.
Great.
I'm fantastic.
Just cheesy.
Cheesy?
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard that's not easy.
Yeah. I was going to say, I've heard cheesed is like someone being like mad, like super cheesed, man.
I believe I told you yesterday not to come to this podcast, Tam.
All right, that one was really good. I was sitting in the theater, my phone kept blowing up from you guys. I was in the theater for Civil War for the second time, and I looked at it, and I read the conversation. I went, first thing that popped in my head. Bloop, 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 bloop. Wow, I'm impressed.
That was good. I'll give you that. I was like, a pun that can make you like a little bit angry is always a good pun, I think. Just like 2 seconds of anger, like, ugh. Okay.
I was upset writing it, which made me know it was good.
So you know it's the shit then.
Mm-hmm.
And shit. The shit and shit. It's got that's puns are the duality of comedy. They're both golden and terrible at the same time.
I think that's what makes them so good.
Yeah, it's like yin yang. Everything that's good is also bad, and everything that's bad is also swell.
That theory goes for my penis.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's good. Is it just because it's like it's white and black in some parts?
Except the saying goes, "Whatever is bad is also swole."
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever's bad is also overly
veiny.
I mean,
if you get a caught between the toilet lid, it's going to swell up.
Before I have sex, I smash my penis in a book.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Trying to get learned.
What book? What do you use?
Moby Dick.
Moby Dick?
Yeah.
That's fitting, I guess.
Yeah. Do you want me to give you a copy of the sixth Harry Potter book?
Yeah, that's the 1,000-page one, isn't it?
I don't care.
There's a 1,000-page one. Or Stephen King's The Stand, I think, is like 1,200 pages or something.
I think eventually there's a top limit on the page where it just doesn't matter anymore.
The closer I can get my dick to Hermione Granger, the better. Since Emma Watson's out of the picture.
You can hydraulic press your dick.
No, I want it to rebound and swell.
Oh, baby, that looks like a Heineken beer can.
Yeah. I do that.
Watch me crush it on your forehead.
I do that and I pull all my groin muscles too.
All of them?
Yeah.
No pregame stretch?
That is the pregame stretch.
Okay.
It's just a hyper extended stretch.
Andy, quit taking drinks, dude. It's not right now. We're talking about dick jokes.
That's a dangerous game you're playing.
It's not the time.
That's a dangerous game. All right. So we're going to get to Civil War later, so we can't discuss that in this opening.
Yeah, we're going to discuss it in the middle, and there's going to be major spoilers. So
yeah,
actually, you know what?
I think that's just Captain Spoilers. I'm not sure.
Let's discuss it at the end, so then we could tell people.
Oh, okay.
Like,
yeah, that's fine. Oh shit, we're changing everything.
Yeah, from here, so we could say from here on out, so people could just, so they don't have to skip and hope they miss the spoilers.
I don't like this. Start the podcast over.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is 3 Hit Combo.
We're already too far in. We've devoted this much time, we don't restart for
so you guys know what I do with my dick?
What?
I put it in a book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does it learn that way?
Beer can dick face.
Smashing.
Smashing.
All right. So, Tam, anything past couple weeks? Oh, you were in a tournament, weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I got second place at that tournament.
Nice.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Dude, I was so mad swag? I didn't get first. Yeah, I got a bunch of card game swag.
Oh, okay.
So I went second in Swiss. So, like, out of the 30 people, I got, like, second. And then the next day.
Did you say Swiss?
Yeah.
Swiss cheese?
Close. It's just the way that the rounds work.
Okay.
It's like every win counts as 3 points. Every loss counts as 0 points. Every tie counts as 1 point. You need 12 points after six rounds to get, to make it to the top. So,
All right.
Yeah.
I believe you.
It's just called Swiss. Anyways, I got second in Swiss, only having one loss the whole day. And I only had one tie, and the tie was the person who got first. But we played a fun game, and the reason we tied on purpose so that we both made it in. It was a strategic tie as opposed to...
So that wasn't for first. It was just the guy that got first.
Yeah. Me and him played in the last round.
I see.
And before the round started, we were both like, hey, do you want a tie? That'll give us 15 points, and both of us will for sure get in, as opposed to one of us potentially getting ninth.
Wow, that is a serious collusion right there.
Yes, I completely disagree with it. I don't like doing it, and I'll never do it ever again. But this is the first PTC of this card game that I've ever done well. And it's in the rules that I'm allowed to do that, so it's not technically cheating.
Wait until the next time Tam is in that position. Is he be like, so you want a tie?
I feel kind of scummy doing it, genuinely, because it ruins all of my tiebreakers. So the people who are below me were counting on me to do good because the program understands the weight of my wins, and it calculates the weight of everybody else that I've played. Mm. Like, it understands that. And so that's how it ranks you accordingly.
Right.
Anyway, so I got second. And then the reason I couldn't come to the podcast is because finals were the next day. So I played like 7 hours on Saturday and then ended up playing like 11 hours on Sunday.
Dang.
It was a really, really hard weekend.
Oof.
This game is actually like, it takes a lot out of you mentally. And the deck I was playing was not easy. It's not autopilot, that's for sure. But yeah, ended up getting all the way to the finals. And then the guy who got first in Swiss, who I 2-0'd like a bitch. Like, my dick had rust on it from how bad I fucked Metal Man. Ugh. Metal Man's the character. It's a Mega Man character.
Uh-huh.
Metal Man.
Okay.
Yeah, I was playing Athena from King of Fighters.
Uh-huh.
She's cool as fuck.
Okay.
She's so cool. Anyways, he 2-0'd me just as hard, but that happened on a live stream.
Shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So really so you didn't 2-0 him in front of the world, but...
Yeah. I absolutely massacred him. I made him afraid to play me. He was very upset.
You should have told us about the live stream.
Yeah, dude.
I didn't think about it.
What day was it?
Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, I probably
would. I was only on the live stream twice, though.
I would have at least posted it on the podcast page.
I think there's archives if we're super into it on Twitch.
Yeah, well, now that I know you lost.
Yeah, next time, just do it. Yeah, Matt can just...
Absolutely. But yeah, tournament was super fun. First place, this was the coolest prize. First place got a $300 plane voucher to any UFS event in that $300 you cover.
Nice.
Oh, you want to schedule a trip to France to go to a UFS tournament? Oh, you didn't make it for the tournament? That sucks, dude.
Nice.
I got held up in traffic in Germany.
I've always wanted to. Uli, he hosts and posts and streams a bunch of, like, a friend of mine from high school. Sorry.
Okay. I was like, who?
He hosts and posts.
And streams like Street Fighter, and I think they're going to do Tekken. I really like Tekken. But I want to, like... I want to go to, like, a community. Like, I can't do card games. I just can't. It's just...
No?
Like, I'll play them, but I can't competitively do it. I want to get a fighting stick, and I want to, like, competitively fighting in Tekken. No.
Dude, it's hard.
Tekken's my jam.
No.
It's what? Hard, dude.
I can't stand the fighting game community.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I love it. I
just
so want
to try it. Like, I'm not sinking. I'm going to get, like, a decent fight stick, but I'm not.
Every fucking little move. You salty? You salty?
I know.
You salty, scrub? You salty? No, dude, my shoe is untied. I'm tying my shoe right now. I'm not even playing a game right now.
I know, but I've always had a good relationship with Eli, so I think it'd be fun to be in that community.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to try it. Like, and I've always, like I said, I've always liked Tekken, so...
The card game had Tekken characters that you could play?
I just...
Still a card game, son.
Yeah. It's not that I don't like them. I like Magic. I think Magic's fun, but I just don't want to play. I don't like playing card games in a tournament style thing. I just like playing card games for fun.
You know what's something?
I used to be like that.
Competitively, I think fighting games are pretty cool.
Like, you know, Super Smash Brothers?
Yeah, like I like Smash Bros. It's just a game I don't feel like I want to get good at. Like Tekken, I had an awakening.
An awakening has happened.
On the PS3, there was a free-to-play online Tekken fighting game. And I'm like, all right, I like Tekken. I'll play this. I was fucking murdering people on that game. So I don't know if I was just getting, like, kids.
Scrubs.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah. But, yeah, I think I have, like, total. I stopped playing a while ago. But I think I had, like, 8 losses and, like, 45 wins. And I was like, no way I'm this good. But I just kept playing people online and, yeah, kicking ass. So I think I might have might be good at Tekken.
Nice. You know what us three could play that's competitive?
Mm. Counter-Strike?
Jump rope. Double Dutch.
Close. Oh. I was thinking Pokemon Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald.
It is my poop game.
Which we are. Dude, it's been your poop game now for like 8 months.
Did you take a shit already, Andy?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We are like... We are, I think we're 7 months behind.
1 year anniversary.
And we're at the end of the game.
I know. Dude, it is so discouraging that, like, I'll level up everything to one level. I'm pretty sure I'm at, like, 46 or 47. But I'll level everybody up to the same level, try the gym again, and just get my shit rocked. I can't get past the fucking psychic shit. Or the twin gym.
Take your controller port and put it into 2, and then Psycho Mantis can't read your mind, and then it'll be easy.
I like the throwback they did for that in the 4th game. He's like, he tries to read your memory card, and he's like, what? There's no memory card, because it's a hard drive.
Yeah.
And then he tries to change the controller, but since it's wireless, he can't.
Yeah.
Nice. So, Andy, you're saying that these twins have been beating you.
Dude, I'm not fucking you.
For 7 months.
Well, okay, think about it. It takes a while to level up everybody, like, one level, because I'm trying to keep it even so then it doesn't happen again where someone goes over and then it's not even.
You got a while to go, though. I think 60 is...
50.
Is it 50?
I believe so.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's 50.
Fairly positive.
Because if it's 60, holy shit.
Yeah.
1 year anniversary, then. I'm thinking about actually bringing it to work with me because I have 15. I can take 15-minute breaks during the day, and I don't do shit. So I might just bring that and play Pokemon for 15 minutes at my desk.
What's 15 divided by 8? 8 hours.
15. No.
But I could grind, yeah. Oh, my God, I could grind.
Oh my God.
No. I'm thinking about, like, at work because I could grind while I'm working.
Friggin' do it.
I actually think I'm going to. I'm going to try it this week. Because what
I can't even remember my strategy anymore. Like I took
that's my fucking plan is patience. No.
I took like a good hour. Like, okay, if they do this, I'm going to do this. And I'm going to do this to make sure I can do this later.
I restarted the game. And so
that's my plan.
We're already.
I don't even know.
I'm already back to where I would be.
I can only remember like
exactly where I was.
I can only remember like 2 of my Pokemon.
Good.
I have Blaziken and...
Bitchikin.
Altaria?
Altometer?
The dragon thing?
Yeah.
I have Andy's mom.
Thanks, Loki.
No problem.
I have your mom.
I saw Matt Leeper and talked with Matt Leeper this week.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because I bought a car from his place.
I was going to ask if you went there.
Yeah. Nice. Actually, totally, like... Did not realize he worked there. Just went there.
Really?
And then Matt Leeper was like, what's up? I was like, oh. So.
Yo, you want a car?
And I went, yeah, I kind of do. So I got a car.
Nice.
And I fucking hate how much a new car is, but.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Like, it was the biggest. It was like, I got the loan, but you have to put the down payment. And as I'm writing it, I'm like, this is the biggest check I've ever written.
Oh, yeah. A down payment for a new car.
Yeah. So. Fuck.
How many times do you have to donate to the sperm bank to save up, buddy?
No. I just got a new job.
Oh.
Yeah.
At the sperm bank?
No, that's my bathroom.
Oh.
I don't get paid there.
Would you quit playing with your dick and start playing Pokemon?
just doing it and grinding.
You were grinding the wrong thing.
Yeah, I use the interviewers, the reporters. I just grind them because they constantly spawn in three places if you agree to an interview after the battle each time. So I just grind with them. And every time you level up, their thing levels up. So.
That interview's a hottie. I get it.
Yeah, I like the camera. The voyeurism. It's nice.
You ready for gaming?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Game delays, DLC, and more.
Oh, I know what the ladies like.
This is Gaming News.
Stalling the NX to 2017 and skipping E3 is, according to Games Radar, the smartest thing Nintendo has done in years.
Shut the fuck up, Games Radar.
No. Nintendo skip, or is that rumored?
No. No NX until March 2017. No NX at E3 2016.
They said,
"Oh, okay."
They also might be skipping a Nintendo Direct. That they're just going to be doing the Treehouse Live thing.
Huh.
And that's a mistake.
Zelda officially bumped to an eventual NX release.
Throw them up.
Which will probably lead to the Wii U version being a 2017 release as well.
Don't worry, I'm feeling the same way with the PS4.5. Like, I'm like, I'm going to get the inferior product.
I hate these articles that's like, look, I know you're all mad, but no, Nintendo is being really, really smart right now. I don't give two buckets of piss about Nintendo's business plans, all right? Give me fucking Zelda, you know?
I had somebody who's a diehard Kingdom Hearts 3 fan on my Facebook wall. Be like, how dare you complain about waiting for a game? And I was like, all right, let's talk about it. Your game has said, hey, it's happening. I'm not going to give you any promises, not telling you when, but it's happening. My game has delayed itself 9 months every 6 months. Like, oh, it's going to be 9 months away. You said that 6 months ago. Nah, it's another 9 months.
Trust me.
just relax.
I would like to throw out my Half-Life 3.
Yeah, but
they never promised
Half-Life 3. No one said that's happening.
Who says a trilogy of episodes will be Half-Life 3 and then not finish the trilogy?
Did you buy a Wii U for Half-Life 3?
Bought a video
and then
card.
Nintendo turned around and said, hey.
Theoretically, they haven't finished any trilogies, have they?
No.
So they still could deliver on that. If it's going to be a trilogy,
Matt.
It's Half-Life.
12 years.
Oh, I know.
I just want to know what happens.
The whole reason dude gets crabs. Head and shoulders clears up.
Dude, and they leave it on such a cliffhanger, which is such bullshit.
Zelda Wii U was the whole reason I knuckled down and I purchased a Wii U.
Your Kingdom Hearts friend is doing one of the things that annoys me, where it's like, well, I think I've had it worse, so you haven't had it bad at all.
Yeah.
Oh, you dick, it's not a competition.
To be fair with the Kingdom Hearts, they've had videos, they've had screenshots, they've had little demos of supposed Kingdom Hearts 3 for as long as... There was a Kingdom Hearts 3 teaser at the end of the Kingdom Hearts 2, like, special edition I had. So, yeah, it just hurts.
Nice.
I think, like, now that my rant's over, it makes sense. It makes sense for them to wait. Because the Wii U is dead. The Wii U is a decaying limb.
If they were as introspective as we were to them. Because we knew the Wii U was dead when it stepped out of the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Zelda U is not going to push Wii U sales. Zelda U is not going to make Andy buy a Wii U.
Is this... I've been meaning to ask, and I was just waiting for the podcast. Is this... a brand new Zelda, like it's not a remake.
Yes.
This is original.
It is a brand new Zelda.
Okay, cool.
It is an open world Zelda. We've been promised like the original Legend of Zelda in a 3D format. Vast open world. There's not dungeons. numbered on a map. They took and I don't know how much you've played of A Link Between Worlds.
Nothing. I've played Zelda, the original Zelda on NES,
it's
and
so
that's
fucking
it.
Hard. It's like the original Dark Souls. They did a half step with A Link Between Worlds to this massive open world. It doesn't paint by numbers. You can go anywhere you want. You can do anything in any order you want. And they went, all right, we're going to now do that for the open world, for the 3D Zelda space. We're completely overhauling the, all right, here's the first three temples to get you kind of prepared for the game. All right, now here's the Master Sword. Let's power up the Master Sword by going on these six dungeons. Oh, the six dungeons? Time to fight Ganon. Do you have the light arrows now? Shoot the light arrows and then fight Ganon. Did you win? Touch the Triforce, the game's over. Like, they're killing the equation with it. So, beggars can't be choosers, because I'm very hyped for this game, and I'm upset about it, but I'm still not going to, quote, vote with my wallet, because I'm still going to buy the NX. Like, mm-hmm. I want that. The Wii U has given me enough experiences to have justified the purchase.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
I thoroughly enjoyed Hyrule Warriors.
Really?
I thoroughly enjoyed Super Smash Brothers. I still play Smash Brothers. It's Nintendo, the last two consoles for me have been Smash machines, and I've gotten enough enjoyment out of the Smash machine that the price was totally worth it. Mm. It's a Netflix really? Machine for me. Super Mario Maker was amazing. Like the experiences that I had, I thoroughly loved.
I expect the NX really to be no better.
No?
No, because I'm just expecting another incremental update where it's not going to be like, because when you took the Wii U, you're like, oh, it's an update for the Wii. That's really all it was.
Yeah.
And I just see Nintendo now being like, ooh, look, it's the NX. And then we're going to be like, it's like a buffed up Wii U. Like,
same time. Like, I know the plans were set in motion, but as amazing of a man as Satoru Iwata was, now that we're under new leadership of the new guy whose name is not as memorable.
Is it Bowser?
I think it's...
Or is that a different...
Bowser is a different dude.
Okay.
But still a dude. I think that, like, we might be steering the ship in a more gamer-centric direction as opposed to an entertainment company direction, if that makes sense. Like, the... Life's like the Wii's motion, the gimmicky shit, I feel is gonna be gone. Like, if, like, here's the big thing: if the Wii is gonna survive or not, if it has some fucking gimmick, like that leaked Wii U picture where it was a touchpad game.
Oh yeah,
yeah. The Wii U's done. Nintendo should just be a developer, and they should not. They should get out of the hardware.
The biggest problem with the Wii U was naming it the Wii U.
Oh, totally. My parents had no idea.
Well, yeah, because everyone was like, don't you have a Wii?
Yeah. Yes. I already have a Wii. Why do I need this thing?
How much do you think I can get a used Wii for now?
Used Wii?
I honestly just want $100 Wii bowling. Maybe? I want Wii bowling. Or Wii sports, sorry.
You want me to go to eBay right now?
Yeah. Cause I.
Let me know, because I actually have two Wiis, and I might sell you one if you're, like, super that into it.
It's just an interest. Because... I honestly, that was the best part of the Wii for me, was that Wii bowling, or the Wii sports was pretty fun. And I have enough room that I can do a Wii now.
Yeah.
In my apartment. Because in my room, I couldn't.
Really, you're looking at...
$600.
Yeah. You're looking anywhere between about 60 and 90 bucks.
All right. Damn. That's like as much as Nintendo... cost
for $122, you can get a Wii system with seven games and three racing controllers.
Controllers? Do they have stripes?
I look at this.
Do they go faster?
Do I at least get Wiimotes?
Yeah, hold on. I'm looking at this right here. It looks like they're selling this whole thing, but that doesn't make any sense. Okay, this auction. Okay, so... Right now, at $122.50, with 17 minutes left in auction, you can get four Wii consoles.
What? They can't work.
Eight controllers, four nunchucks.
Eight controllers? What am I going to do with my other six hands?
7 games, a Wii Motion Plus, many looks like dirty Wii condoms.
Oh. Dude, I've never worn a Wii condom. Clarity.
Really?
No, I think they're
stupid. I always slip them off. I always slip them off halfway just so they don't know.
Why don't you wear a second one for extra grip?
Yeah.
I just think they're so stupid. How about you just be like not be a moron and throw your fucking Wiimote at the TV? How about that, huh? If you are waggling that hard, you do not need to do what you're doing.
Get the coins!
Tennis is not that important. It's the most ravaging game of ping pong ever.
All right, guys. Fallout 4 Survival Mode has hit consoles.
Boosh. I'm waiting for the Far Harbor DLC, which comes out...
May 19th.
Oh, it does?
Hmm?
Oh, I thought it came out this Tuesday. Oops.
What's next for Fallout? The Far Harbor expansion. The first meaty add-on for the game arrives on May 19th.
All right.
Is that the one... Excuse me. It was yawning in the microphone, all professional-like. Isn't that the one with... The robot guy?
No, that's the first one. The Robototron or something.
Automatron,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for Far Harbor, and then I'm going to bust through all 3 DLCs, even though the second is just content for building. But that's 2 DLCs worth of story, though. So, but Uncharted 4 comes out this Tuesday. Fuck yes, I'm picking that up after work. I love working right next to the Furniture Mart because they always have like $5 off like brand new games and stuff.
Do you have the Uncharted collection?
I have the single discs from the PS3.
I sold my PS3, so that was the my sister's boyfriend really wanted a PS3. I don't know why, but yeah. So I didn't actually get to finish The Last of Us, although I saw a Let's Play the whole thing, which. I'm a little upset I did to myself, but I was playing it with my girlfriend.
You played with your girlfriend?
Yeah. I just kept calling her Ellie. Uncharted. I got through, like, I got, like, I don't know, a fourth of the way through the first Uncharted before I sold it. Yeah.
Dude, the second one, I think I've beat, like, 8 times.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was getting fun, but I sold it.
I'm excited. This is the last one, so.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. There's new inductions for the Video Game Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I agree with most of them. I can't remember. There was one that I was like, but I don't remember.
The new inductees are Grand Theft Auto 3, yep. The Legend of Zelda,
yep.
Oregon Trail.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
The Sims. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, Sonic.
And Space Invaders.
Where's Leisure Suit Larry?
Okay, I guess there wasn't one I was.
Leisure Suit Larry, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with all those.
The other finalists that didn't make it were Elite, Final Fantasy.
The first one?
It just says Final Fantasy, so I'm going to assume the first one.
It doesn't say Final Fantasy 1?
It just says Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy 7 was the superior game.
But I don't think they put in...
Maybe it's just Final Fantasy.
They don't,
like all of
in
it.
General, yeah.
No, they don't put in series. Because if they put in series, why would you just put in Grand Theft Auto 3 when you could put in the whole thing?
That's true. All right.
So Grand Theft Auto 3 ascends above all of Grand Theft Auto.
Well, I mean, it was the leap. Yeah.
Right, but
yeah,
the whole series has more of an effect than just the one game.
Yeah, dude, 3 was so fun. I spent so many hours in that game.
Mm-hmm. John Madden Football. Nürburgring? I don't even know what that game is, to be honest. Minecraft, Pokemon Red and Green, Sid Meier's Civilization, Street Fighter 2, and Tomb Raider. Missed the cut.
I actually kind of agree with all those, too. Those are pretty high up there, I think.
Mm-hmm. I'm super surprised Minecraft didn't make it in on the second
round. Yeah. Maybe next year it'll make it in.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Because, yeah, Minecraft, dude, I saw they're like 100 million in sales or something. Like, copies sold. That's ridiculous for
me. I don't know how
game.
Often you guys are around kids.
But yeah, my nephew
did never, thank God.
Dude, my nephew, Minecraft everything.
Everything is Minecraft.
Yeah. It's insane.
Mojang is really dumb for...
I actually believe it's Mojang.
I don't care.
I'm not even lying.
I'm continue. Lying.
Mojingy was
Jumanji
really...
was a great
Jumanji
developer.
Jumanji was stupid for selling to Microsoft.
No.
Yeah, dude, that guy can retire.
Yeah. He sounds pretty bored though by his Twitter, but
Oh my god, his Twitter is pretty awful right now.
He could have pushed for way more.
Yeah.
He could have pushed for more.
Maybe, but that game's gonna be going on forever now and
yeah.
Now he can do
it. He's gonna be in Minecraft too.
He got out of it with a bajillion dollars.
Keep adding to it.
You think so?
I think maybe at some point.
Yeah, they're just
gonna
keep adding to it.
At some point in time, I think they might sell expansions, but I don't think that's
They just came out with another big update a few weeks ago.
Yeah. I think it'll be more updates rather than expansions.
Is there a way to make the game look shittier?
Yes.
Nice.
Turn it on low everything. Maybe put simple textures.
You can even download like simple texture mods.
Yeah.
Press the power button on your monitor.
So, I usually stay away from stuff like this where people are arguing.
Yes.
But apparently Overwatch had a problem with butts.
Oh yeah. I remember this controversy.
Yeah,
not as much as
this is right up. This is right up your alley. About butts.
I do like
dude. Every
butts.
Time I see a great ass on the internet, I'm like, Matt would like this, but yeah. I feel weird sending you an ass.
Yeah,
heavy breathing.
Oh my god, is this what Andy thinks of me? Does he think I'm a beautiful succulent ass? Yeah.
So, ever since the big to do about butts, there's been an 817% increase in the search Overwatch on Pornhub.
Nice.
Oh, that's so good. I love Pornhub. I just love I love the amount of statistics they release. Love it.
Doing God's work.
They really are.
Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at the specific terms. There's Overwatch Tracer, Cartoon Overwatch, Overwatch Futa.
I was really hoping for Overwatch Tentacle.
SFM Overwatch, which is obviously Source Filmmaker. Widowmaker Overwatch, Overwatch Porn, Overwatch Mercy, Overwatch Cosplay, Overwatch 3D Mercy. Overwatch, Overwatch Parody, Overwatch Sex, and XXX Overwatch.
Half of those sound like 10-year-old girls.
Yeah.
They were.
Naked boobs.
Boobs.com.
All right, guys, let's get into news.
All around the world, news crumbles for me. This is news on 3-hit combo.
Forgot about that one. Shouldn't have played that.
No, that's beautiful. It's beautiful.
It is part of this podcast.
A teen gets arrested for flashing his penis in a yearbook photo.
Oh, is this the football player one?
This is the football player.
Yeah, it was. Love it.
They didn't just like, hey, let's retake this picture
or photo. They probably didn't see it. Honestly,
they didn't see it.
How small is this dude's dick?
It was just poking out of his. Football
it was
pants.
It was like Kilroy in a little bit.
The helmet was up.
I get you.
Yeah. Yeah. It was printed in 3,400 yearbooks, but only 250 had been given out so far.
Ah, damn.
The man, Hunter Osborne, who was 19, told police he was acting on a dare from another football player.
That's so fucking
funny.
That's
a good dare, dude.
And then he went to prison for child pornography.
You know what, probably?
We got him, boys. We got him. Mm-hmm. Making the world a safer place.
Hey, guys. He faces 69 counts of misdemeanor indecent exposure and one count of felony furnishing harmful items to minors.
God. All right, this kid's going to be a legend because the government just considered his penis a harmful item. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Hey, baby. Legally, my penis is a harmful item.
My penis has done more time than your grandpa. Not saying your grandpa's a bad guy, but that was the first person I could think of.
And I'm going to follow that story up with another story.
About penises?
An Arizona prosecutor will not press criminal charges against a Phoenix High School area student arrested for exposing his penis in a football team photograph.
Nice.
All right. All right. Good job, bro.
He's off the hook.
Yay. I'm sure he's hooking up, though.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, you're so funny. Everybody see your dick.
That sounded like a guy.
Yeah.
All right.
You got a nice dick.
Bro, let me slob on your knob.
Joshua James is a man from Jupiter, Florida, who threw a live alligator through a Wendy's drive-thru.
Now the question, did he come back and do it?
Did he say
Or did he have it in there to begin with?
Did he say something fucking cool when he did it? Keep the change. Because if he squandered that opportunity. You know what bugs me?
Have a good bite.
Coning videos.
Oh, where they just grab the top of the...
Oh, my God, me and my clean hands. I can't stand it. My hands get sticky.
Well, it's not even like, okay, you grab the ice cream with your bare hand. Once you see it once.
Yeah. I went down this dark YouTube path where I watched training videos for 3.5 hours. I missed lunch. I haven't eaten in 12 hours because of coding videos.
YouTube got me. You got me.
Coast Guard berates Bubble Man after they have to rescue him at sea a second time.
Is this a superhero? I want this to be one of those superheroes.
Ray Bellucci, 44, of Florida, set off in his makeshift hydropod on Saturday from Pompano Beach, Florida, determined to complete a 3,500-mile ocean run to Bermuda, Puerto Rico, Haiti, Cuba, and back to Florida. He made a bubble for him to cross the ocean in.
Well, that's smart.
He was armed with only a GPS, satellite phone, video camera, and planned to survive on protein bars, tuna, seawater purified through a filter, Gatorade, and chewing gum for seasickness.
And that was all in that bubble with him.
I wanted to be like one of those New Zealand bubbles.
Do you think it was contained, or if it was just fucking just shit rolling all over the place?
The New Zealand bubble? Like those big foam ones, or the big air ones that like you crash into?
The guy died by taking a tuna can to the back of the head.
Got his can opener.
Crazy. He has been saved twice.
Bubble Man is a Yu-Gi-Oh card.
His can opener just flew and popped the bubble.
All right, guys. That'll do it for news. Let's talk about Civil War. So, from here to the end of the podcast, there will be spoilers. So, if you don't want it spoiled for you, bye.
Abraham Lincoln dies.
Have a good night. Lights, camera, action. This is entertainment news.
All right, so I think the first thing we can glean from Captain America: Civil War is that Captain America is a dirty terrorist.
Absolutely. He grew that dirty Taliban beard.
I won't negotiate with terrorists, but I will protect one from justice.
And I'll be one as much as I can possibly be.
And Black Panther is the shit.
Dude, Black Panther and Spider-Man were my favorite parts of that movie.
Oh, my favorite were Black Panther and Ant-Man.
Ant-Man was pretty awesome, too. But yeah, like the little side characters were my favorite
parts. I love the line where he's like flabbergasted talking to Cap, and he's like, thanks for thinking of me.
Yeah. This is a weird question. You seen it twice yet?
No.
Don't.
I never seen the movies twice.
Don't.
Star Wars was the only one I've seen multiple times.
Don't.
I won't.
Don't, Matt. Do you hear me? Trust me, your friend. Normally, these Marvel movies are like pretty fantastic after the second time you watch them. This one, I was sitting there, and like because I already knew beat for beat what was happening, it actually didn't catch my attention. It was like,
oh wow, what a surprise!
It was great. No, but like I'm a huge fucking nerd, and I like fanboy out over these damn
watched
movies.
It twice in the matter of just what like 72 hours.
I saw Guardians of the Galaxy like 4 times in theaters.
Jesus.
Yeah. No, I thoroughly enjoyed that movie. The only reason I stopped watching Guardians of the Galaxy is because Gamora's voice cadence started to bug me.
Because your fucking wallet was empty?
Well, like...
You spent, what, like $60 to see the same movie 4 times?
I do a lot of work for the theaters, like, costuming-wise. So I get, ton of free tickets.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, or like...
And how many?
$1 for a ticket.
Unlimited free tickets?
Well, they normally give me like 10.
And, like 10?
Yeah.
So you wasted 4 of them on the same movie?
Yeah. And then I'll go do another event whenever one of these nerd movies open up, and then I'll get 10 more tickets.
Oh, you get 10 tickets every time. Yeah. You don't just get 10 tickets. Yeah. And then, I see.
Yes. Nice. They like let me into that screening for free and then give me these tickets. Plus, like, I have friends who work at the movie theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they'll give me their, like, hey, pay $1 for the ticket.
So you could theoretically give those tickets to friends?
Yeah.
Like two friends on a podcast that absolutely have to watch these movies so we could talk about them?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I guess.
You don't have to worry about me. I'm going to them anyways.
Same time.
No, that's okay. You can watch the same movie 6 times.
Back to Civil War.
Yeah. We'll start out with low points. Parts you didn't like about the movie.
Sure. Matt's first.
Oh, great.
You're welcome.
I don't know. I can't think of anything that I was watching that I was like,
I actually a little bit agree with you. There was not a part that I felt was like, The only part that I was like, I don't really care about this was the funeral.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Like, I wasn't I don't care about Captain America's relationships. I don't care. I just don't care.
Yeah, that was...
I was like, okay, this makes him sad, but how does this affect his decision for signing the
accord? How does it affect his decision? The line Peggy said. Yeah.
The whole
compromise if you must, that but was a, that if was you a, can't plant your feet in the ground.
Oh, okay. That was an exact quote from the Civil War comics. Captain America, I think, said that to Spider-Man. Whenever Spider-Man was trying to talk sense into Cap, he was like, he said that verbatim. And so it was really cool that they included that. You're an idiot for having that opinion.
I was okay.
No, I totally get you.
I didn't catch that. But.
At the same time, he was like stuck in the past, and this was with Peggy dying and you getting spoilers. The reveal of
It's spoilers.
The niece,
yeah.
That big reveal. It.
Mm-hmm.
He stopped living in the past.
Yeah, and started making out with the niece.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Go Capt. I loved Bucky, and
he'll never he won't listen to this podcast at all, but my best friend Alex Legrand, his girlfriend looks exactly like that actress. Like,
really?
The first time I saw her, I was like, oh my god, that looks like Kaylee. And then Captain America started making out with her. I was like, oh my god, Alex is sitting right next to me, and I feel awesome.
That's pretty flattering, because the last time Andy and I saw a girl that looked like Camilla, it was at a strip club.
Oh yeah. Everybody says she looks like Emma Stone, but
I see it.
Who?
I see
Emma
it.
Stone. Stay away from my wife.
She's just gonna. I'm gonna come in and put my hand on her hand, like, oh, your wedding ring. I was like, yeah, it's my wedding ring. So the only thing that I didn't like about this movie, getting away from Andy's wife for now, is Baron Zemo's reasoning for doing the things that he did.
It was a lot for just a family.
I am a little tired of casualties of war being the reason our superheroes are hated.
But it's a legitimate thing.
I get it. It was the reason that Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver wanted to do their thing. It was the reason that Ivan Jerkoff from Iron Man 2 wanted to do his thing. I guess that one's not necessarily true.
But I mean, it's a good reason for hating a superhero.
I hate to compare it. It's like the whole plot of Batman versus Superman. I'm slightly tired of.
I actually thought that was.
Hey, my family died. The superheroes saved the entire planet, but my family died. Fuck them for doing that awesome thing. Oh shit. You mean this giant meteor was gonna crush the whole world? Oh, fuck. My family died instead of the entire planet?
As someone who would have a family, like, in that position, you're not really thinking the greater good over your family.
Yeah, you just lost your family.
And
I mean, if you're a good father, and you care.
And the thing is, it wasn't just like, oh, well, why didn't they save everyone? His point was, it happened, and then they just left.
Yeah. Like, New York, they were just...
Yeah.
Oh, hey, we beat the bad guys. We done.
Yeah, they completed their job and then they left.
I guess.
And I really liked it in the case that, like, Baron Zemo was never going to take on the Avengers.
Yeah.
There's no way.
I loved his plan. I didn't like why he was doing it.
He was going to tear him apart from the inside. And that's when I thought Black Panther did the most heroic thing of the whole damn movie.
Yeah.
Saving him was the end point to where he decided he wasn't going to be controlled by revenge.
I love how they fit his origin in right away in that movie. So then you know that Black Panther, you're like, sweet, I'm going to get like a non-origin
movie. Going in, dude.
And Spider-Man, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Spider-Man, thank fucking God, because we all know his origin story like 1,000 times.
So I'm pretty excited about that.
I bet they touch on it.
Yeah, I'm glad it's not going to be
fucking
based
pissed
on
me off on in Batman vs. Superman when they talked about Batman's origin.
Oh, my God. It's everybody knows it.
Who doesn't fucking know it?
Yeah. And they always... Martha! Camilla and I, like, every time... Like, we have a... Like, every Batman movie, even in the Christopher Nolan trilogy, like, the second and third always fucking goes back to that goddamn how it happens. And you're just like, it can't be a Batman movie without showing
it's
shit.
It's
bullshit. Like, we know why Batman's this way now. We get it.
The fight scenes were absolutely amazing.
Dude, that airport scene.
Amazing. The airport scene, how Black Panther fights. I really paid attention to Black Panther the second time through. Black Panther's theme, the sounds that happen in Black Panther's on screen, amazing.
Yeah.
It fits it so well. And even when he's out of the suit, when he was fighting the Winter Soldier, not Bucky, Winter Soldier, he was out of the suit, still clawing. He fought like that. It wasn't like, oh, I had these claws, I should use them. It's no, I've actually, like, this is how I fight. Yeah. I'm the Black Panther.
I like the actor. I thought he did a great job capturing Black Panther.
Yeah.
And the suit, I love what they did in the suit.
I love Black Panther so much.
Yeah, I'm glad the movie... I didn't know the movie comes out after one of the Avengers.
The Infinity War one?
Yeah, which I guess is getting a rename.
God, that's forever away. Yeah,
I guess it comes out like the same year as the first Infinity War. But yeah, I guess the Infinity Wars are getting a rename.
God, isn't that like 2 years?
Yeah.
Maybe 18, three?
17.
No, 18
are
is
you
the,
sure?
is the 18? launch. 18
I
launch.
Thought it was 17 then 18.
Because next year is Thor and Guardians.
Yeah.
And then after that, I think it's Black Panther and Avengers.
We don't have we have Doctor Strange this year.
Yeah, Doctor Strange is the second one this year. But yeah, I'm pretty sure Thor, I think they're filming Thor, or like June, I think they're filming Thor. And Guardians, they're filming right now.
Yeah, May 4th, 2018 is the current date.
And then I know they pushed back, or Inhumans is gone.
Gone. Who cares?
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Mm. I think when the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was really big, they were like, oh, yeah, we could sell Inhumans. But I think the hype for it's kind of died down now. Yeah. So
you know what? There's one thing that I didn't like about Civil War that a lot of people probably won't agree with me. Too much Falcon.
Really?
Not a big
I guess
fan of Falcon.
Like I'm indifferent. Like I don't not like him, but he's there.
I thought they actually like made him do something in this movie, which was interesting.
He did have a purpose besides being Captain America's lackey in this one.
He had some purpose. I just don't think the character is.
There's no more
interesting.
You can't flesh him out anymore.
Doesn't have any backstory to grow upon.
Yeah,
he has a ceiling. He is a support character.
Yeah,
that's the problem, because there's support characters that are interesting.
Yeah,
but one thing I did feel about this, and I guess I shouldn't compare it to Batman. It's a different thing, but everybody's story felt like it felt like they got equal time. Like it felt everybody's character got some
yeah, there
flesh,
was there was
like,
a lot of decent time for every
yeah,
character.
And nothing honestly nothing felt like crunched in the movie that needed to be there. There was like a couple times in Batman Superman I was like, oh, that was pushed in there.
Even like
opening
like,
four emails.
Yep, that one I was like, that is so unnecessary.
Even Ant-Man, who really wasn't in the movie a ton, got the moment when he was giant.
Dude, that was so cool.
That was awesome.
Does anybody have something big? I've got something big.
Yeah,
I do it all the time. And by all the time, I mean once. in a lab, and I passed out.
Him and Spider-Man, I thought, brought the, like, they brought the best humor to that movie.
Yeah, each team had their own humor.
Yeah.
You guys seen that really old movie, The Empire Strikes Back?
Yeah.
How old is this kid? I don't know, I didn't carbon date him. He's on the young side, yeah.
I thought Spider-Man was absolutely amazingly handled. He's definitely my favorite part of the movie, but I'm just such a Spider-Man fanboy.
When they were talking about splitting up to get their team, and Tony's like, and then it goes to Queens, I was like, I audibly was like, yes, in the theater.
I did that too, but it was a lot louder than what you just did.
I did that, but that's when I saw Marissa Tomei was his aunt.
Don't you like her? She's banging.
Yeah, why I went, yes.
I thought you were like, oh, I don't like her as an actress.
Yeah, she's hot.
So Robert Downey Jr. is in the Spider-Man movie. You think she's going to be like the love interest for Tony?
That'd be awesome.
I don't think but I bet it will make Pete uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was a great Peter Parker. Like, I love the young Peter Parker. Mm-hmm. I love that idea. He captures the Peter Parker personality great.
I was having a good day today. I didn't miss my bus.
Yeah.
I saw this DVD player just sitting there. Geometry, man. Aced it. Like, he's so...
Peter Parker.
Peter Parker.
They did a good job
casting.
He felt
like a New Yorker. Like, he didn't feel like, I'm a skater kid, and I look cool
and not
on
a
skateboard.
Whiny,
now
and not
I
a
suck.
Whiny emo bitch like the Tobey Maguire Peter Parker. Baby!
Yeah, I...
He felt conflicted. Like, he wants to play football, but you know, he couldn't then.
He's like a kid that had superpowers, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. It's great. I like how he had a shitty suit, too.
Yeah. And, oh, God.
And Iron Man's like, you need a new suit.
Did you? Okay. Like, I understood that, like, the thing at the very end of the movie for Spider-Man was supposed to, like, set up the movie. Mm-hmm. But did that thing have any purpose? Like,
so it was in, like, the original. I want to say it was either the cartoon or the comics. That's how, like, he got all of his news. But it was in, like, a belt buckle. So as opposed to. So, like, that's how he would communicate with, like, police reports and see what was happening.
Oh, isn't so, it, like, theoretically, Tony Stark's hooking him up
He's
with
hooking
that
him
so
up
he
with
can
go be a superhero.
Help the little guy.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's cool. Because I didn't recognize it, so I was like, I wonder if that's a movie thing or if it's a comic thing.
Favorite thing. Or something that was, like, super memorable.
Goddamn, just Black Panther in general.
Yeah.
At the end of the movie when they're like, you know, if we're here, they're going to come for you. And
oh,
he's like,
God.
Let them come. And then you see the big Black Panther.
Yeah. I remember one of the rumors was you weren't going to see Wakanda, and I was kind of bummed. But fuck
you.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I thoroughly enjoyed that Pepper Potts was not in this movie and how she was handled.
Yes.
I enjoyed how Hulk and Thor were handled, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because that was a good point.
Yeah.
When they're like telling, you know, Cap to sign, and he's like, do you even know where Stark and, or where Banner and Thor are right now? And he's kind of looks down like, no. He's like, hey, if I misplaced a couple 30 megaton warheads, there would be consequences.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, like, they couldn't be
fuck,
in this
good
movie
point.
Because whoever the Hulk sided with won.
Yeah, well,
They would have to put Thor and Hulk on either side. But yeah, I thought they handled that really well. They handled a lot of stuff really well.
The fact that, like, it made Iron Man 3, like the ending of Iron Man 3 to Avengers Age of Ultron, it made it matter.
Yeah.
Mm. It, like, made, oh, house party, all the suits are blown up. Oh, I'm Iron Man again. Hey, everybody, I got a suit.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
how
they explain that. Because yeah. I did think that was weird, and I'm glad they finally said something about that.
Like, and that just, like, it's little things like that that makes me so excited for this entire universe.
Yeah.
Because you have Kevin Feige at the helm who went, yeah, people are going to have questions about that, and we're going to wait 2 years to give him that very small but satisfying answer.
That's what this movie did. It moved the whole universe forward a little bit because it answered quite a bit of
I agree stuff. With Tam, but I think on that particular part, people were like, dude, what the hell? And they're like, all right, write something in Civil War, because
I think so too.
That was like, an oversight.
Like over like responses from the community. Sure, they're probably like, oh, we should probably answer that. Totally. But yeah, at
but
least they
I,
do.
I don't necessarily think it was a plan like, okay, we'll plant the seeds here and then we'll reveal it here.
Yeah,
they were like, okay, he blows up his suits, he has suits again. Dude, people are gonna ask where his suits are. Like, I don't fucking know. Write something in Civil War.
Like, but like, because it's a true universe and they've built, they had the time. Like, here's the biggest thing for me why this movie was better than Batman vs. Superman. I thoroughly enjoyed Batman vs. Superman.
Mm-hmm. It was a good movie.
Better because it didn't feel rushed. This movie was better because it was allowed to walk.
I'm not going to lie. There was a point where I was starting to get a little bored with Captain America.
Uh-huh. The slower parts where Captain was like, inside, I was like, all right, I get that he's conflicted.
I think first hour of the movie, I was like, all right,
it's politics.
It had a lot to build.
Come on.
Yeah. I liked Crossbones. He was a good
little
I was like, he was a good little. And I also liked that there was no cataclysmic event at the end of the movie. It was like an internal, personal.
I liked seeing Vision try and act like a normal person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A pinch of paprika?
He's like, I've actually never eaten food before. Anyway, so we should probably wrap this up. 10 out of 10.
Watch it at least once.
Best Marvel movie, I think, so far.
Really? It,
out of story-wise and content and like quality, it was definitely the best Captain movie. Captain America.
Oh, yeah, definitely best Captain movie.
So far, a phase 3, and then I was like, wait, it's the only phase 3. It was a good way to start off phase 3. An amazing way to start off phase
3. I'm going to wait before I say it's the best. Yeah, I always think the new movie is the best.
That's why I kind of was like, it's the best. It was a good way to start off phase 3.
I got to tell you, in the whole Marvel Cinematic Universe, the best second half of a movie was Ant-Man.
I don't know.
I actually think the original Avengers was pretty fucking fantastic.
It holds up there. I enjoy the first Iron Man. If that's on TV, I'm like, all right, I'm going to watch some Iron Man. That was good.
All right, guys. So that is Civil War. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com. Oh, we should do a 3-hit combo Civil War.
All right. Dibs on Ulysses S. Grant.
All right. I'm going to be
Camilla. She'll just destroy it all.
Camilla is from the Civil War?
Yeah.
Whoa. Dude, how old is your wife?
I have a time-traveling wife, dude.
Have you carpentated her?
Yeah, that ass all the time. 18.
Obviously, they carbon-dated. They're married now.
Alright, find us on Facebook. Facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast. Twitter.com/3hitcombopc. Email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. And search for us on YouTube, 3hitcombopodcast. So, this is Matt. To get Tam and Andy out of the situation, I am going to be signing out.